This evening, I would like to talk to us about the seasons of life that you have spent as of today. We have a song in our hymnal, it's number 409, called Eternity. And the chorus has a line that the bass and the tenor sing. Maybe someone, just the bass and the tenor. Would y'all sing that line this evening? It says, time speeds onward.
Time speeds onward to eternity. Soon we'll all be in eternity. Hear the footsteps, hear the solemn footsteps, hear the footsteps of eternity.
So I believe it goes without saying that eternity is looming out there for us.
Yes.
This songwriter was inspired to write these words that says, time speeds onward to eternity.
Yeah.
Soon we'll all be in eternity.
Yeah,
the footsteps, hear the solemn footsteps.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of enjoyable activity this afternoon, and I know that I was a young person too, and I want you to know that I'm very thankful that you could be together and spend this time together. It's very profitable.
Yes.
But in all of our light footsteps, we have to realize that there are some solemn footsteps that's happening.
Yes, that's so.
The reality is that we are one day closer to eternity than we were yesterday.
Right. Yeah.
So just as we might jump and run and skip and do all of the things that young people do and should do, we have to realize that there is a solemn footstep each day, one day closer to eternity, and we're all going to get there.
That's right.
I feel like I'm a pretty down-to-earth person, so I have another song I would like to refer to. It's not in a hymnal, and I wouldn't advise us to sing it here tonight. And some of you that maybe not be familiar with coming to a service in a chapel may have listened to it, may have heard it multiple times, but it's a song by the name a man named Bobby Braddock wrote this song. And he titled the song, Time Marches On. And it was performed at least once by a man named Tracy Lawrence, I'm sorry. And it talks about a sister, a brother, a mother, and a daddy. It starts out in the first verse talking about the sister being in the baby bed. And the last verse, the sister is a grandma. So time was marching on.
Yeah.
So people, the point I want to make is people of all walks of life recognize that time is a one-way street.
Yeah.
And we're all spending time. And we are advancing towards a future destination.
Yeah.
Eternal destination.
Yeah.
So in Mark, the 6th chapter, if you want to read along with me, or somebody may have to read for me tonight if I can't see this. In Mark, the 6th chapter, in the 35th verse, he says, and when the day was now spent, the disciples came unto him and said, this is a desert place, and And now the time is far past. It's a desert place. The setting here is Jesus had suggested to the disciples, let's go away and get a little space and have a little rest. They had been sent out by Jesus and come back and reported to him. And he said, let's get in the ship or the boat and go over to the other side. And the people saw what was happening and run around the shore. And when Jesus and the disciples got there, they were, I don't know if they were waiting or came shortly thereafter. And Jesus took the time to teach them many things, the scripture says. But the day got away from them. And it was, there's no, if we hadn't provided food this evening here, this crowd would be hungry. And that's what happened to them. These people were hungry, and Jesus realized that, and he suggested to the disciples that they feed them. And they said, how are we going to do this? The day is spent. This is a desert place. This day is gone. I can recount what I was engaged in, and maybe you remember all the details of your day, but it's gone. It's spent. The opportunity to do something different on this particular day is no more. This day cannot be relived. Lord willing, we'll have another day. But this day is gone. It's spent. Another song we have in our book, number 300, says, is not this the land of Beulah? That's the name of the song. Verse 2 says, I can see far down the mountain where I wandered weary years. So from that point, I want to tell you that most of my life is lived. And my my ability to see in the future is not very good. But I can look in the past and see what's going on. And this is a beautiful place to be here in the daylight and look out over the water and look out over the tree line and be here when the sun goes down and see the sunset. It's a beautiful setting. And if you was out here in the morning when the sun come up, it would be a beautiful setting then as well. That's one of the reasons that Brother Randy has made the commitment to do these things year after year. It's a beautiful setting. But this day is gone. And as I can't look out the back of the tent here and look down over the hill, but I can look back over my life. My childhood, when I was an innocent little boy, is gone. It's spent.
That's right.
My teenage years are gone. When I was in grade school and middle school and high school, it's all gone. My 20s, it's come and gone. In my 30s, it's come and gone. In my 40s, they've come and gone. And it won't be long until my 50s are gone too. And I heard someone say not so long ago that anybody that's in their 50s and think they're still middle-aged is kidding themselves. It's mostly gone. I'm on the back side of the hill. That's reality. The Lord only promised us, you might say, 70. That's about 15 years out in the future for me. And soon, as time marches on, and those solemn footsteps keep counting up, my life will all be spent. But the things that you might be looking forward to tonight to accomplish in your 20s, I've already spent it. The things that you hope to achieve in your 30s, it's gone for me. The things that the 40s might bring you, it's already done. If you type my name in in the Google search bar, you won't get my picture. And if you go to Wikipedia and you type my name in, you won't get anything about... There's no article. I checked this morning. There's no article in Wikipedia that is about me. But my life has been spent. I've done something for over 50 years. And I don't know what you where you're at in life, but you've spent the previous season of your life on something. If you're a teenager today, your young childhood is spent. If you're in your 20s today, your teenage years are spent. If you're in your 30s, your 20s are gone. No more opportunity to be 21. I remember realizing when I got to the age that it was legal for me to do anything. There's a lot of things that was legal that I never done in my life.
Yeah, that's good.
But that's spent. The opportunity to do something that was legal but not godly, I chose not to do that. And here's the point I want to make. The seasons that you have spent in your life has prepared you for the next season in your life. And wherever you're at tonight, if you're 19 years old and you can't wait to be 21, I'll tell you how you're spending your teenage years is going to set you up and how you're going to spend your 20s.
Right.
And how you spend your 20s is going to put you in a direction for spending your 30s. And there are seasons that have been spent. The newly married life has been spent for me. Some of you are just getting started. Raising children, it's all spent. Brother Randy and I have both become empty nesters this year. They're welcome to come back to visit. I don't know what his rules are. Mine is they're welcome to come back to visit, but you can't move in. It's spent. Where are you headed? You know, I can look back and see where I come from, and I can recount some of the decisions I made in each season of my life. And I'm sure you can too. So how did you spend the past season of your life? I can count in decades. Some of you can't do that hardly yet. And there may be someone here that has been married for more than 50 years. That's a half a century. And one of my neighbors lives on a farm that's a Missouri Century Farm. That means their family has owned that land and farmed it for 100 years. That's a season. A century is. So the last 10 years, how have you spent it? What's the direction that you have chosen to go in the last 10 years? Because I can look back and see some of those choices. And I'm very grateful for a lot of the choices I made. But you know, there's some I wished I'd have made different too. I'm no different than anybody else. I've made my fair share of mistakes. I'm very human. But the season that is already spent is establishing the season that's ahead of me.
That's right.
In verse 2 of that song, Eternity, it says, I lingered and silently listened to the dull, heavy tread of the years and thought of the fate of. So I want you to stop and think tonight about the tread of the years. And no matter how well you can skip, and at least in my mind I can still skip. I think I really can. I know there was a time I could do it really well. But no matter how well you think you can skip tonight, that dull, heavy tread of the years is taking you on.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're going from one season of life to another season of life. So if it wasn't for the generator, we could probably all get really quiet. And I would venture that out here on a dark night, it's really quiet. Have you ever been in a situation where you could hear the ticking of a clock in the room? I used to have a wristwatch when I was young that I could hear the tick of the wristwatch. Not holding it up here, I could just hear it like that. Even if everybody's quiet, I couldn't hear that tonight. But so what is the fate? As the dull, heavy tread of the years keep going by, what is the fate of you continuing to spend life like you're spending it right now? There's a big word called trajectory. You know what that means? That's pointing to something way out there. What have you established? What direction have you established at this point for the next season of your life? What is the fate, Eric? Are you cultivating a closer walk with the Lord? Are you trying to keep him off over here to the side just a little bit? What is going to be the fate of your choices and your decisions tonight? If you think about the season you're in, or maybe the season you just left, if you're just in your early 20s, think about your teenage years and where you started when you was 13 and you were officially a teenager. And from there to 19, think about the direction you took spiritually. And now you're in your 20s. And you know what most likely is going to happen in your 20s? You're going to keep going in the same direction that you did in your teens. That's the high probability of that. And in your 20s, where do you think you're going to be at 29 if you're 20 today, if you're 21 today? What happens in the path that your direction is headed? And maybe you're 30. And you look back on your 20s and look at your relationship with God from 20 to 29. And now, next Friday, I get to have an anniversary. My 26th anniversary of my 29th birthday. And maybe you're in your 40s. Or maybe you're like me and you're in your 50s. And where was I at from the beginning to the end of my 40s? Was I cultivating a relationship that drawed me closer to the Lord? And where are you at today? You know, the dull, heavy tread of the years will prove the direction you're on.
Yeah.
I can't change that. I can't change the fact of my age, and I can't change the reality of where I am in my walk with the Lord right now in myself. It's been an accumulation. And the last part of that second verse says this: a shudder came over my spirit as I thought what a moment might cost today spent.
Yes.
Here we are at the end of the day trying to draw our minds and our thoughts in, and we're trying to direct our attention to the idea that there's a God we're going to have to answer to. And this is a serious point.
Yes, it is.
a shudder came over my spirit as I thought what a moment might cost. For eternity's stillness was broken by the groans and the sighs of the lost. So I wanted to give you a challenge tonight. I told you that most likely the direction you were on, that projection of where you're at today and where you come from is going to continue to take you either farther or closer to God.
Yeah.
But I want to tell you, there is a caveat to that.
Yeah.
And this is a caveat. In Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, in the first verse, he says, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them." There is an opportunity for you to begin to remember the direction you should have taken. So I want us to be challenged tonight to think about what it was like to be on a better relationship with God. And to know that everything was clear and my relationship with Him was up to date and in tune. I would venture I'm not the oldest one here, so I have a little bit of youth left. And you have many, many. I am so grateful for all of the youth that's here today. It is very encouraging to see you here. But remember your Creator today in your youth. Adjust your direction. We do that by coming and seeking the Lord. There's always going to be an excuse. The one of the verses on down in this chapter of Ecclesiastes, he says, "Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, all is vanity." Every excuse that you have for not cultivating a closer relationship with the Lord is going to be vanity.
That's right.
You can tell me how important whatever it is that keeps you from prospering spiritually, and I just have to say, the preacher said, it says in Ecclesiastes, and tonight I'm preaching to you, I'm telling you that whatever excuse you might have that keeps you from drawing your heart and life and mind closer to Him, to God, it's going to be vanity.
That's right.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be a miserable excuse. Sometimes I might say to someone, well, poor excuse beats none. Well, it won't work on the judgment day.
That's right.
It won't work.
No.
It's all going to be vanity.
Yeah.
It's not going to hold water. It's not going to give you any opportunity at the last moment. It's vanity. So whatever your reasons are for taking the path that you might be on, I hope you're not, but if you are, whatever reason you're giving yourself for going down a path that's leading you further and further away from God, it's vanity.
Yes.
Whether it looks fancy or not, it's vanity. And you won't like the end result. So I want to end with a verse in Romans, the 13th chapter. And I want to begin reading at the 11th verse, Romans 13 and verse 11. He says, "And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe." Now is a chance. We tried to tune out our whatever we was doing today. We've got our, hopefully, our minds in a state of worship before God. So now's a good time. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Lord willing, the sun's going to come up in the morning. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light.
Yes, amen.
There's an opportunity here for us to turn from the direction that we might be on.
Yes.
If you're on a direction that's incrementally taking you at a farther distance from God, and you've been that way through the past season that you just spent in life, this season that's ahead of you, you know, I tell you what I got to look forward to. That's the 60s. That's the next season.
Yes.
If we're counting by 10. But if I don't keep my relationship with God in tune, the 60s are going to be a disaster for me.
Right.
He says, let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but do what? But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. All of the things that you make provisions for that's drawing you away from God is vanity.
That's right.
And if you continue down that path, it'll be vanity.
Yeah.
It won't be profitable. It won't be sound. So my challenge tonight is think about the season you've just spent in your life. You know, I'd like to be young again, but that's spent. Maybe. You know, there's times, some of my children are here tonight, you know, there's sometimes as adults they do things I don't like, but my opportunity to discipline them is gone. It's already been spent. I can't do it. Your opportunity to relive that last season, it's gone. Yeah. It's spent. Today's gone. But what life? I'm challenging you to put the Lord Jesus Christ on tonight.
Yes.
Make a change, would you? There's a song. I thought I had some copies, and I don't know what I did with them. Maybe they're in my Bible case. It says, how long has it been since you talked with the Lord? So I wonder tonight if there's anyone, it's been a long time since you talked with the Lord. We'll make an opportunity for you to be able to talk to the Lord and get your life on track. Make the adjustments that's necessary. Say, Lord, I want this season to go down in my history book as being on target, on track to reach a goal of eternal peace. You pray for me.